Governor Walker delivers his new two-year spending plan to the legislature tonight. We already know some of what's in it. A 13% cut to the University of Wisconsin system and $1.3 billion in borrowing to pay for transportation projects. WUWM's Aaron Toner spoke with observers who suggest Walker's presidential ambitions may be shaping his policies for Wisconsin.
Governor Walker is performing a balancing act, according to Ron Elving. He's NPR's senior Washington editor.
Most everything that he does in Wisconsin now has to be viewed in the context of what he is trying to do in respect to his 2016 prospects.
Elving says on one hand, Governor Walker has a budget to balance and does not want to raise taxes. So one of his only options is to cut spending, such as for the UW system. At the same time, Elving says Walker is attempting to become a viable national candidate by portraying himself as a populist, someone who appeals to the middle class, not, say, to the academic elite.
We see Governor Walker establishing again his bona fides as someone who is a champion for the taxpayer, for the little guy, for somebody who is a blue-collar worker, or what we used to call a blue-collar worker, and has not attended the University of Wisconsin and probably did not have any ambitions to do so. And this is a way for him to show that he wants to cut back on the cost of government.
Elving says there is another constituency the governor will try to please, wealthy conservative donors. He predicts Walker will need at least $100 million to be taken seriously on the national stage.
He has to keep all of those balls in the air, and thus far, with his success in Iowa and some of the other good notice that he's been receiving nationally, he seems to be doing that.
In a poll released over the weekend of likely Republican Iowa voters, Walker leads the GOP presidential field by 15%. Last week, more of Walker's state budget details emerged, and they include two noteworthy plans to borrow money. One is for $210 million to fund a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks. Another is for more than $1 billion to pay for road projects. While the governor and fellow Republicans have criticized borrowing in the past as kicking the can down the road, Craig Gilbert does not think the approach will hurt Walker politically. Gilbert is Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
You know, the voters that he's thinking about are not so much the Wisconsin voters anymore as Republican primary voters around the country. And, you know, whether that kind of thing is a liability for him when you stack it up against the things they like about him, which are things that he's already done and all the fights he's already fought, I'm not sure that's a big problem for him.
While analysts may view Walker through a political lens, Rob Henkin points out that the governor faces financial realities. Henkin leads the nonpartisan Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee.
I think the first thing that people have to realize is that, you know, there is indeed a budget problem here.
Henkin says based on what state agencies have requested in funding for the next biennium, Wisconsin's deficit would hit $2 billion by mid-2017. He says the structural problems go back many years, spanning both Republican and Democratic leadership.
When there is a structural imbalance, you want to look at both the expenditure side and the revenue side. But that's where you get into ideology, that's where you get into values, that's where you get into a lot of different factors, and I can't point to any blueprint out there that tells you the right way or the wrong way to balance a budget.
State legislators, particularly Republicans who control both houses, will have to decide if they agree with Governor Walker's blueprint for balancing the state budget. They will begin poring over the document after he delivers it this evening. The process will take months, during which Governor Walker is likely to continue visits to states with early primaries and caucuses leading up to the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Aaron Toner, 89.7 WUWM.